Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now skip on down to verse 22. He said, you'll be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. Now he keeps on talking about it. So having heard that, they just got through hearing. These people may beat you. They may scourge you. They may kill you. And verse 26, what does he say? What? Fear them not. Now you can tell when something's really of the Spirit of God. Let's say it's a prophecy or a message or a book or whatever, a movie about end times. If it leaves people in fear, it wasn't right. I'm talking about Christians. You understand? He tells us about all that somebody says, what about persecution for Jesus' sake? What about this and what about that? The bottom line is, don't fear it.
Amen.
Right? Over in Matthew 25, he talks about all the signs of the end time coming and wars and rumors of wars and nations striving and all these things. And what's the bottom line? He says, see that you are not afraid.
Amen.
Bottom line, see that you are not afraid. Everybody say it out loud, I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid of the future. I'm not afraid of the happenings on earth. He told them. He said, some of you are going to get scourged. Naturally, you'd think, I'm kind of scared of getting scourged. But he said, don't be afraid of it. Right? Friends, you know, if you get punished because of your own mistakes, that's one thing. But if you are doing what the Lord tells you to do, think about the three Hebrew children that got thrown into the fiery furnace. They didn't even feel it. Think about Stephen that got stoned. While they're stoning him, big, huge rocks are hitting him and destroying his body. And what's he saying? I see the glory. That's Jesus. I see Jesus. That made him throw more rocks harder. And the Bible said he laid down and went to sleep. Is that something to be afraid of?
No.
See, when you're walking with the Lord, even if your body's being taken out, there's this cocoon of peace and the glory of God. Woo! The important thing is that you're doing what he told you to do. You're standing for him. And it's what he told him. He said, don't be afraid of that. Don't fear that. Well, what if they scourge me? Well, don't be afraid of it. What if they kill me? You get to check out your new mansion.
Amen.
But now keep reading. He said, fear them not, therefore. For there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And verse 28, what does he say again? Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather what? Now this is Jesus talking. He said, don't fear men. What if they kill me? He said, don't be afraid of them. Let me tell you who to fear. Fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? Not one of them shall fall to the ground without your Father. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. What's the bottom line here again? Fear you not, for you are of more value than many sparrows. Glory to God. He said, don't fear man, but do what? Fear God. He's the one that has the real power. Right? Men like to think they have power. But a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven, the scripture said. You remember Jesus when he stood before Pilate? They prodded him and pushed him to answer questions and most of them he wouldn't answer. And finally, Pilate looked at him and he said, "Don't you understand? I can kill you or let you go." In other words, don't you understand? Your life is in my hand. Jesus looked at him and said, "You could have no power at all, lest it was given you from above." Whew. Now, friend, that's no fear. You're standing there looking at an execution, looking at the man that could let you off. But you know, he's just a man. Why do I have to be afraid of just a man? Right? I know who to fear. My God. And fear of him liberates you from fear of man. Go to Isaiah. I'm thinking about closing here. Isaiah. Oh my, there's so many good things here. Isaiah, the 51st chapter. Boy, I feel like I've just barely begun on this today. But you know, getting all the details is not what you're after anyway. What should you be after? The spirit of the thing, right? If you get the spirit of the thing, then the Lord keep teaching you on it, right? All night and tomorrow, and you just keep seeing things and getting things. And the spirit of it is this, the fear of God sets you free from every other fear. Isaiah 51, are you there? 51, and look at verse 7. 51, 7. The Lord said, "Hearken to me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear you not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revilings." Skip down to verse 12. He said, I am he that what? Comfort you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man that shall die, and the son of man which shall be made as grass, and forgets the Lord your maker that stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? What's the Lord saying here? Do you hear this? He's saying, who is this man that you're so scared of him and you forgot about me? You're so caught up in the fear of terror. I mean, how many understand in this country we got millions of Christians, even born again people, that are scared spitless of terrorists? That's right. Yeah. How many believe that a terrorist cannot touch you? Amen. When your God protects you. Amen. And keeps you? Yeah. So who should we be concerned about?
God.
Not the terrorist.
Amen.
God. Yeah. But I tell you what the problem is, it has happened in our country. When people push God out, when you push him out of your school and you push him out of your government and you push him out, you say, we don't want him and yet we want his protection. Well, it don't work that way. If you want his protection, you got to have him, everything that he is. You can't despise his words one day and then ask for his help the next. It doesn't work that way. So the thing to fear is that God is displeased with you and God can't keep you because you're not obeying him. That's the thing to fear. That's when the enemy has access to you, can get to you. No. He said, what is man? And who are you? Why are you scared of them? And you forgot me. Remember me? I made the heavens and the earth. Remember me? I give you your next breath. Right? Are you seeing this now? The fear of God, what does it do? Man, it makes you forget about people. You think, hey, they're not my judge. I'm not going to stand before them, right? They're not the one that keeps me breathing. They're not the one that pays my bills. They're not the one that keeps my kids healthy, right? So why should I be all caught up on that? Go to the 57th chapter. Verse 11, he says it again, Isaiah 57:11. Of whom have you been afraid or feared that you have lied and have not remembered me, nor laid it to your heart? Have not I held my peace even of old, and you what? Fear me not. That was their great failure. They did not fear Him. We do fear God. I said, we do fear God. This is a key to the greater moves and manifestations of the Holy Spirit. The Lord has told us this is how He operates. Don't give the precious things to pigs. Don't give that which is holy to the dogs. What does that mean? Don't give precious things to somebody who doesn't appreciate it, who doesn't have the capacity to value it. So where's God going to move in the stronger ways? What churches, what groups, what homes? Where's He going to move with the strongest anointings? The greatest revelation? The greatest miracles? It's going to be among the people who fear Him more. What does that mean? Who are more aware of Him. Who love Him more. Who have more faith in Him. Who have more reverence for Him. More honor, that when He speaks, we don't just look at each other and go, well, Brother Keith said something. Well, so-and-so said something. This one says, no. We go, God said something. I'm believing God for things to grow stronger and stronger in this place until it is clear to everybody. You didn't do it. I didn't do it. He did it. He did it. He did it. And He gets all the glory, all the credit, all the praise. Hallelujah. And you watch it as we cultivate and the Lord does things for us and we all go, oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And we reverence Him. We're aware of His presence more during the day, Monday through Friday, and in the nighttime and daytime. And we're aware, and we don't do things. We're perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord, like 2 Corinthians 7:1 says. We say, no, the Lord wouldn't be pleased with that. No, He doesn't like that. So we're aware of what He likes and what He doesn't like, and we're growing. We're aware of Him. Say, aware of Him.
Aware.
Why don't you just stand up on your feet right now, please?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Fear of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803G. That's R803G, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and the congregation of Faith Life Church will be welcoming Jesse Duplantis on Sunday, June 26th. Join us as Brother Jesse shares a mix of strong biblical preaching and hilarious life lessons. Service starts at 10 a.m. and child care will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.